Good afternoon. What we are going to be expecting for the day today is unseasonably cool weather and cloudy skies. In addition to that, we will see some scattered showers. Shower activity has since increased from earlier this morning, but they are going to remain scattered in nature as the main upper low moves over the area. What we are going to be seeing, though, is not heavy rainfall today. It's just going to be more of a nuisance with chilly and damp weather. The upper low center should be east of the area by the overnight period tonight, so the overnight lows will be dropping down to low to mid 50s. The highs for today are going to rise towards the 60 degree margin for us here. Some spots in the valley locations are going to be closer towards the mid 60s in the afternoon. Conditions, though, do look to improve as we head towards Independence Day, as that upper low starts to shift further east into the Gulf of Maine. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, showers and thunderstorms are likely along a nearly stationary frontal boundary, which should settle along the Gulf Coast through much of the period. Moderate to locally heavy to excessive rainfall is possible from northern Florida to eastern Texas. Farther west, monsoonal moisture will bring diurnally driven showers and storms into parts of the southwest and southern high plains each day. Again, there is a threat for moderate to locally heavy rainfall and isolated flash flooding, particularly for parts of southern Arizona, where the Weather Prediction Center has a slight risk for excessive rainfall on Saturday. Elsewhere, scattered showers and storms will extend northward into the central high plains and the Dakotas along a slow-moving warm front ahead of a cold front dropping into the northern tier states. The past 24-hour lower 48-state temperature extremes range from a high of 119 at Death Valley, California, to a low of 30 at Petersinks, Utah. For those of you traveling across the Northeast today in New York City, cloudy with showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm, high near 66. In Boston, showers, patchy fog, and highs near 61. And in Buffalo, mostly sunny with a high near 72. Here are the Albany, New York climate normals for today. The normal high is 83, while the normal low is 62. The record high of 102 was set back in 1911, while the record low of 44 was set back in 1978. Today's sunrise was at 5:22 a.m. The sun will set at 8:37 p.m. It's a total of 15 hours and 13 minutes of daylight today. It's a loss of 47 seconds of daylight from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. We are looking at cloudy skies with the chance for some showers this afternoon as highs look to reach into the low to mid 60s for the night tonight. The chance for showers continues and will stay mostly cloudy as our overnight lows look to drop down towards the mid to low 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, we are looking at cloudy skies with rain showers likely this afternoon, highs looking to reach into the low 60s. Could see some patchy fog developing as well. For tonight, we stay mostly cloudy with overnight lows dropping down towards the mid 50s with the chance for showers continuing. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, we are looking at cloudy skies with a chance for showers and maybe even some thunders in the mix as we see our highs reach into the mid to upper 60s for the night tonight. Showers and possibly a thunderstorm remain likely, and then we'll stay mostly cloudy with overnight lows dropping towards the mid 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, we are looking at cloudy skies with a chance for some showers this afternoon as highs reach into the low 60s. For the night tonight, showers remain likely and possibly a rumble of thunder in the mix as overnight lows drop down into the low 50s. We'll stay mostly cloudy when we're not seeing rain. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, we are looking at cloudy skies with a chance for some showers this afternoon. Our highs look to reach near the mid-60s. For the night tonight, we will see that chance for showers early on, then we'll stay mostly cloudy as our overnight lows drop down towards the mid-50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, we do have a slight chance for some showers as we get into the early afternoon and early evening. Otherwise, we are partly sunny
with highs reaching into the low 70s. We look to be dry and partly cloudy by the time we get to the 4th of July fireworks. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Reed Kisselback.